hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Father's Day. I just want to set aside a moment or two here to wish all the fathers a happy and blessed Father's Day. And don't forget your dad here on this special day. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate and ground this program in within the Word of God. And today, friend, we are continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement, Searching the Scriptures for Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. So part three goes on today. So I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
God is good, yes He is, He's good all the time. God is good, you know He is, He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, He's good all the time. God is good, yes He is. He's good all the time. God is good, you know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Now we've all had friends who've let us down. You know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Yeah, He's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause He's heard you call His name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then. He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. The whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good.
Right, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? How's your weekend coming along? Doing all right? Hanging in there. My name is Joey, and today we are continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Well, a man stopped at a gas station to buy a soda and found a sign on the machine that read, "Sodas, $3. When he inquired about the steep price, the owner said people ignored the out-of-order sign he had on the machine and kept putting their money in anyways, which he then had to return to them. He finally raised the price so high that people stopped trying. See, friend, too often we ignore God's clear directions for living until the price gets so high we stop. Boy, how true is that? Wouldn't life be better if we just read God's book of directions to begin with? Friend, I encourage you to take time to study and apply those directions for life. We're promised blessings if we do as well. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5 says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day."
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what
above all, love.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. A 20th century French philosopher and author named Albert Camus is widely associated with the worldview of despair. See, Camus saw the world as absurd and having no purpose. Its only goal was death. Any attempt to find purpose beyond biological life is futile under Camus's worldview. See, it's not hard to see why Camus was associated with despair, is it? See, if death is all one has to look forward to in life, well, despair makes sense. But in the Bible, we find words of Jesus that are not surprisingly entirely different from Camus's. Jesus said he came to give us life, life that is abundant. Those words are of hope and not despair. Friend, let's live the abundant life today in hope and joy. In fact, Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God."
Who here among us has not been broken? Who here among us is without guilt or pain? So oft abandoned by our transgressions, if such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how's your weekend come along? You hanging in there? Doing all right? I hope and pray your Sunday is going along quite well. It's kind of hard to believe that tomorrow's Monday. Usually on Sunday night, I kind of get all nervous thinking, oh no, tomorrow's Monday. Got to go back to work. But regardless, let's enjoy our day today. Amen. Hey, friend, we are continuing our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. That's right, searching the scriptures for faith, hope, and encouragement. Many cities have at least one hospital known as the Mercy Hospital, where no one is turned away. Healthcare is provided regardless of one's ability to pay. Those hospitals have mercy, so to speak, on anyone and everyone who enters their doors. See, Christianity is like a mercy hospital. We come to God with empty hands, unable to pay the cost of having our sins forgiven. And we ask God to have mercy on us. And He does. He can show mercy because His own Son stepped in and paid the bill for us. How wonderful it is to not be turned away.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent. on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way.
Good times and bad, you are on the throne, you are God alone. Come change.
right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll on this Father's Day. And Father's Day is has always been an interesting day for me. Personally, I didn't have a chance to meet my dad until I was the age of 16. And for several years, the relationship that we had from 16 on for a few years was kind of rocky and not necessarily there. But the cool thing is, we serve a God that is so much bigger, so much larger than our circumstances, and God really restored the relationship between my dad and I to the point where he is now a pastor, and he baptized me several years ago. So friend, I'm here to remind you today that our God is a God of reconciliation. And sometimes the first step towards reconciliation is making a phone call. So friend, if that's you today, I hope and pray that you take the first step of reconciliation. But regardless, friend, I hope and pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day, a happy and blessed Father's Day. And thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, we will have the Monday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio, starting at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.